Hello, global listeners. Today's podcast episode topic is going to be about crisis, chaos, and mindset. So as we all know and probably could agree, I hope, this world that we're living in has been full, especially in America, of crisis and chaos, one right after the other. It has been different experiences for different people. Now, this episode is not to negate or minimize in any way, shape, or form the fact that some people have absolutely lost loved ones and have experienced profound grief, sadness, loss, and hardship throughout these times that we've been experiencing. That is for sure. Then there's the rest of us that have experienced different levels of struggle, and that could be anything from like what I experienced with food shortages to the impact it takes on one's psyche and work life and personal life to live through one crisis after the other. And so that is what this podcast episode is going to address today, is going to address how to be uplifted in times of crisis and upheaval in our world, which is what we are experiencing, many of us, throughout certain parts of the world, especially in America. So that's what it's going to be about. So if you're a business owner, this is or a working professional or an entrepreneur, this is definitely going to be of benefit to you, and kind of from that perspective, because I do consider myself to be in many ways an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial mindset. Just like everyone else, my life plans have been canceled, disrupted, altered, postponed, delayed, etc. for the foreseeable future. Like so many others, my life has changed. I could steep in disappointment. I did that for a bit as reality began to really set in. However, I, like many others, have chosen to pivot, accepting our new reality and asking myself questions about how to pivot. So I focused a lot on how can I make the most of difficult circumstances? What can I focus on that's positive and helpful and productive? And I have found that I've been able to create opportunities that otherwise I would not have had, and work on projects that previously were on the back burner that now have been rushed to the front burner. And that has made the most of my time, and time that otherwise would have been wasted as I just languished. I began to plan. I found it helpful, as you may as well, to create short-term, midterm, and long-term goals. The long-term goals are for when the crises finally subside. One of my short-term goals was to update this book that I've been working on, Burnout Self-Care for Behavioral Health Clinicians, 3rd edition. A midterm goal involves completing a rather large and complex project that I'd previously postponed, and that was due to the crisis. The long-term goals allow me to envision my life post-crisis world, full of hope, possibilities, and opportunity. A world where health and prosperity abounds. Thus, for me, that has evolved into developing and acting upon actionable goals of creating multiple designs that I will need that are for events that are currently postponed that will resume later on. It is a way of brightening up what otherwise could be relatively dark days. Everyone needs hope. Developing actionable goals that you are excited and hopeful about could be that light in an otherwise dark time in what will one day be our history. What are your short-term goals? How about your midterm goals? What do you hope to accomplish? Now go create your actionable plan. The content that is posted is for informational, educational, and/or entertainment purposes only. It does not establish a clinical relationship with anyone. Please consult with a licensed behavioral health clinician in your area for assistance with your unique situation. Thank you. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.